common ideas and common roots, and therefore the Jews could get it for you. Everybody in Europe knew it. If you wanted to do business, you did business through the Jews. So that's a two-edged sword, because there'll come a period of time that the non-Jews will resent it highly. It is no accident, therefore, that in towards the end of the 1500s, you have the famous halachic principle of the heter iska, which really allowed the Jews to go into commerce with each other. You all know that there's a biblical prohibition that prevents one Jew from taking interest from another Jew for a loan. So, according to the Talmud, the biblical injunction, the Iser min HaTorah, is limited. It's limited to the case if I, let's say, lend you $1,000 and I say to you, you have to pay me back $1,100, that is the Iser min HaTorah. But there are other less direct forms of interest which were also forbidden. And they were forbidden by rabbinic decree. And you, as long as you did not have a strong mercantile system, as long as money had an intrinsic value and was not symbolic, as it is in our times. In our times, we don't even deal with money. Electronic banking will do away with even with the pieces of paper that we use, because today it is all symbolic. But as long as the economy of the world was not developed that way, so then, as cumbersome as this halacha may have been, the Jews were able to live within its confines. The mercantile system exploded, and Jews were involved for large sums of money. So a device had to be created which would allow this system of the Jewish economy to work. And the heter is attributed to the great Rabbi Meir of Lublin in the middle 1500s. At least it's called the Heter Iska of the Maharam Lublin. In reality, we find that it grew in certain parts of Europe before him already. But he is the one who formalized it, and it is on the basis of his document that the Heter exists until today. Basically, in a great oversimplification, basically the Heter is that we are taking a loan and converting it to an investment. That's, in effect, what happens here. I don't loan you $1,000 and say you have to pay me back $1,200. I invest $1,000 with you that you are going to use for your business, and you're going to make profit on it. I am entitled to, let's say, 50% of the profits. But I don't want to sit down and have my accountant figure out 50% of the profits with you. I don't want the whole hassle, and you don't want the whole hassle either. So we agree that in lieu of the 50% of the profits, whatever it is, I will give you a return on your investment of $200. That is basically the Heter Iska. Now, the Heter Iska presupposes gain, but it also presupposes the possibility of loss. In other words, if my friend takes the $1,000 and he invests it in the business, and the business goes belly up, so then there went my investment. This device of the Heter Iska, which is in use today and in heavy use, for instance, everyone that buys Israel bonds buys them under a general Heter Iska, which was issued to the bank.